Dear children, today's fable is Freckled Strawberry. Once upon a time, there was a little strawberry. She woke up with a confused face in the morning again. What is wrong with little strawberry? She had not smiled in days. She did not care what anyone said. One day passed, 2 days passed, and then it was almost a week. While her siblings were playing nicely and happily in the garden, little strawberry did not leave her room, and she spoke to no one. Her mother asked little strawberry's siblings, "Kids, why does your sister not play with you? Does she have a problem?" And they replied, "We invite her, but she does not come, and she says to leave her alone. That is why we don't call her anymore to play." Mother Strawberry was upset that she could not fix this. She thought that little strawberry had a problem with one of her siblings that she could easily handle, but she was wrong. Mother Strawberry thought about what to do. She needed to get little strawberry to talk to her. Mother Strawberry went to talk to little strawberry in no time flat. She found little strawberry playing with her hair. Her face was red, and her hair was a mess. Mother Strawberry asked, "What are you doing? Why is your face red? Why did you put your hair up?" Little strawberry started to cry and ran towards her mom. She could not speak, but she nestled against her mother. When she settled down, she told her mother what happened. Someone had yelled at her, "Hey, Freckled!" a few days ago. Strawberry did not turn around to reply. Then they yelled again, "Hey, you, Freckled!" After hearing it again, little strawberry turned around, but she said nothing. The one who yelled said, "Freckles are all over you. At least put your hair to the side, so we can't see your face." Little strawberry was shocked. She ran home without a word. She washed her face for hours and days, trying to get rid of her freckles. They would not go away. Little strawberry had not been annoyed with her freckles in the past, but now she wanted to get rid. But they would not go away. Her freckles bothered her. Mother Strawberry said, "This is not about your freckles bothering you. This is about the words that made you feel sad. Do not care about what someone says that is not nice. Don't believe everything someone else says. It's not always true." Mother Strawberry went on, "Remember one time when someone told you that you smelled so good? You liked it. You styled your hair for days without thinking because of happiness. Now, conversely, you mess up your hair and spend your days being upset, unnecessarily. If we did not have freckles, we would not be strawberries. If we did not have freckles, we would not smell so good." Strawberry put herself up in her mother's arms. She stopped touching her face, trying to change the color of it. She let her hair free as usual and went running with her siblings. Our fable is already ended. Good night and have a nice dream.